So in that moment where you get rejected by someone, there is one experience that your brain forms conclusions based off of. So if I get rejected, that is just a rejection. That's all it is. It's one rejection. Happens all the time. But if you're not careful, your brain will learn from that rejection. It will say, oh, it tries to understand this rejection. It concludes that I am a loser. Now, even though that event is one time, the feeling of loser lives within you. And it'll keep popping up when you start to go out and you do things. One of the techniques that you can do is go back in time and try to ask yourself, how did I form this conclusion from this single event? Right? And your mind will give you lots of logical reasons, which is why this is hard to do on your own. But that's where we have to reinterpret the past. Okay, so why do I see this as I am a loser and I need to fundamentally fix myself, as opposed to this was just one rejection, right? Maybe they were having a bad day. Maybe they're asexual. Maybe they're in a relationship. Maybe they're not attracted to my gender, like whatever. There are all kinds of reasons that this person could say this. But why do we make a conclusion about it? So we have to go back and reinterpret the conclusion.